welcome to another exciting episode of your favorite podcast. My name is Dominic Victor, and on today's edition of the show, I'm here with all of the day's biggest sports review and analysis. I'll be talking about the UEFA Champions League stages, quarterfinal, second leg of the competition. And stay with me for the very few minutes of this podcast as I give you the comprehensive wrap of all the action that took center stage in the UEFA Champions League. Yes, in this stages of the competition, the first game that got on the way, it was Chelsea versus FC Porto. Yes, Chelsea, they have progressed to the semi-final stages of the UEFA Champions League, courtesy a 2-0 away win they had against FC Porto. But in this match, the second leg, they lost to FC Porto by 1-0. But that result away gave them the victory to the semi-finals of the competition. They have now reached the semi-final for the first time in 7 years, and sure, it was a game that had all of the action, a home game that felt like an away game, and the kind that shows that Thomas Tuchel's side have the chameleon-like ability to adapt to their surrounding. Chelsea had the stars. The star player like Christian Pulisic, Mason Mount and Kai Havertz, they were causing all the havoc for this Chelsea side, but they were able to progress on a away goal. Porto, they came back very strong in the second half. In the first half, none of this side recorded any shot on target or any attempt, I beg your pardon. But in the second half, the game was very heated and Porto got the victory by Mendy Terami's sublime overhead kick, giving them a late scar in a 1-0 win as they went. Chelsea, now they have reached the Champions League semi-final for the 8th time, more than any other English side in this competition history. While Porto, they have been knocked out of the Champions League knockout stage on 14 occasions, with 50% of those eliminations coming at the hands of English side. Let's not forget that this Porto side were the team that eliminated Juventus in the round of 16. But Thomas Tuchel, he came in to this Chelsea side. He has been in this competition with Paris Saint-Germain, but this Chelsea side, he has done it with them. And then the semi-finals of the competition, let's not get the match thought of Mason Mount, as this man was absolutely on fire.
Mason, many congratulations. The semi-final of the Champions League, must be thrilled.
Yeah, don't get better than that. Today, the most important thing was getting through. We could have done better on the day, we could have played better, but performance was probably at the back of our heads, and getting through to the semi-final of the Champions League was at the forefront, and we did that tonight.
Was it a little bit frustrating, I know, playing as a forward, playing a game like that, where you know that defensively you've got to be sound, so you probably can't take too many chances?
Yeah, we had a few, I had a couple, but yeah, as I said before, the most important thing was defending, staying strong. We all know that as a team, and us three up top, me, Kai and Christian, we knew we had to work our socks off the whole game, keep going. We knew what the final result was if we won, so we kept doing that throughout, and obviously we made some subs and the boys on the bench come on and did that also.
Yes, Chelsea, they're now through to the semi-final stages of the competition, and they will now face Real Madrid. They'll be hoping to progress to the final of this one. But I'll ask you this question. Hit me up on our social media handle on Facebook, on Twitter and on Instagram. Just search for Football Supplement Podcast. Can Chelsea win the UEFA Champions League this season under current manager Thomas Tuchel? Can Chelsea win the Champions League under manager Thomas Tuchel? And of course, the semi-finals draw has already been made, and it's going to be Chelsea playing Real Madrid and Paris Saint-Germain playing Manchester City. Two English sides have progressed to the semi-final stages of this competition. And with that, we now switch our attentions to another match that took center stage in the competition. PSG have reached the semi-finals of the Champions League for the second time in a row. This is after managing to reach the last four only once in their previous 11 campaigns in the competition. But against a relentless Bayern Munich side, they were able to see that one through on a away goal rule. Bayern Munich came back in this second leg very furious. They were very, very compact, pressing PSG to try and see how they can progress. Of course, Bayern Munich are the current champion, defending champion of the competition, but they have been eliminated out of this one. Then now they are the third reigning Champions League winner in a row to fail to reach at least the semi-final stages in the following season of the competition. Something that has not happened since four successive teams failed between 2004, 2005, and 2007, 2008. And PSG, they failed to score at home in the Champions League for the first time in 24 games since a 0-0 draw with Real Madrid in October 2015. But in this match, they managed to go through on a away goal, courtesy a 3-0 victory they had at Germany, and that one will see them progress to the semi-finals of this competition. Kylian Mbappe, Neymar Jr. and Di Maria, these three starting men were on fire for Paris Saint-Germain. Keylor Navas, he has never been knocked out of the quarter-final stages of the UEFA Champions League, and he has seen his side through. Next now gets the match thoughts of Thomas Tuchel of Mauricio Pochettino, I beg your pardon, after the match.
That's about the emotions that you must have gone through this evening. It was quite a match.
Yes, during the game, I think we were very focused. It was a real tough match. Really happy because the players deserve big credit. We are so happy for them, for the club, for the president, for Leonardo, that they trust in us. And after 3 months working here, I think we are here and we are enjoying the moment in this type of game. And if you win and you qualify for the semi-final, I think that is an amazing moment for us.
There was so much suspense during tonight's game. Were you able to enjoy it by a moment? Because some of the football was absolutely fantastic.
Yes, when you are on the touchline, really close to the pitch, it's not easy to enjoy, but I try to enjoy it every time. I am calm outside, but inside always, you are a little bit with the stress of the competition, but that is the adrenaline that we love to feel. And but tonight was a fantastic game.
Now in another match that also happened in the quarterfinal second leg of the competition, it was Manchester City. They have never progressed to the semi-finals in over how many seasons now, but Jude Bellingham became the youngest English goal scorer in the Champions League when opening the scoring to put Borussia Dortmund ahead in the quarterfinals tie. Riyad Mahrez and Phil Foden, they replied to send Pep Guardiola's Manchester City through. But Manchester City, they reached the semi-final of the Champions League for the first time under current manager Pep Guardiola, after beating Borussia Dortmund 2-1 in Germany and winning the tie 4-2 on aggregate. This match had all the young stars, with the likes of Phil Foden, Bellingham and Kevin De Bruyne the man of the match performance from this guy. Manchester City now, they've been through to the semi-final. The future certainly looks bright for England. Bellingham, this boy, he's 17 years old, but he has showed composure. He certainly did all that you expect in a player. He's young, he's talented, he has composure on the ball, and he's this kind of player that we should watch out for in the coming seasons of both Champions League and Dortmund, because this guy is a star. He has the talent. Manchester City now, they had these fears of progressing, but they were able to see that one through. Let's now get the touch of Manchester City's boss, Pep Guardiola. This man is very pleased with the results. He says that they're building a strong side, but will this side be able to win the Champions League? Only time will tell.
Pep, huge congratulations taking this side through to the Champions League semi-finals for the first time in your career here. I just want to ask you, you know, this is a line that you were so desperate to cross. What are your first emotions? How does it feel?
Incredible, happy, honest for this club, for this organization, for our chairman, for our players, of course, our fans, for everyone. So it's the second time you get the semi-final. It's not magistery in our club here, but we start to build it. And we were brilliant, except the first 10 minutes that they were good. And the last 30 minutes and the second half, we were so good. So, yeah, incredible, happy to be in semi-final, the best four teams in Europe against big, strong teams. And we're going to try, arrive good, and try to play a good game.
Yeah.
And finally, on our review for today's podcast, Liverpool. Liverpool, two seasons ago, they were champions of this one. But Liverpool's bid for a seventh Champions League tie, it came to an end as Jurgen Klopp's team. They had lots of chances, but they wasted them as Real Madrid, they battled to a nil-nil draw. The result seals a 3-1 aggregate win for Zinedine Zidane's side, who will play Chelsea in the last four of this competition. Liverpool now, they have been knocked out of this of the Champions League stages. Real Madrid, they looked in control. They defend, sacked back, and soaked up plenty of the pressure from Liverpool. But they were able, this Liverpool side were not able to progress, although the fans were not there at Anfield. But even at that, Liverpool, they are winless in the last five games against Real Madrid. In the UEFA Champions League. They drew one and lost four, while they have failed to score in both games against them at Anfield. And this match, it was Real Madrid getting the better on this one. Liverpool, they have reached ninth two-legged knockout tie in the UEFA Champions League under Jurgen Klopp. And this is the only second time they have failed to win home and away in this tie and they have been knocked out by Real Madrid. While Real Madrid, they have qualified for the semi-final of the UEFA Champions League for the 30th time, at least 10 more than any other team in this competition. Let's now get the match thoughts of Jurgen Klopp, who was not very well pleased with this result.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
We saw a lot of effort, a lot of desire. Just didn't fall right for you tonight, did it?
Yeah, look, it's like you always need these key moments. The performance in general was good. That was much better. So we didn't lose the tie tonight. We lost it definitely in Madrid, but even if we play there nil-nil, we would probably now still play because we didn't score. And it was uncomfortable for Madrid, definitely. We were good, we were aggressive, we played some really good stuff and had obviously massive chances in the beginning of the game. It's hypothetical line.
Well, there you have it. All are those the review, and those are all the review of this Champions League quarterfinal stage's second leg. The semi-final draw has been made. It is PSG versus Manchester City and Chelsea versus Real Madrid. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the podcast. I will catch you on the next side. My name is Dominic Victor. Tick, tick, zoom.